I'm Ryan Wolfe, and this is Stories from the Inside. When I was first approached to go inside New Zealand's prisons to interview corrections staff and hear their stories, I'd imagined it would be a pretty unpleasant place. Noisy, dark, bleak, the smell of stale sweat and damp concrete. Like you, I've seen all the movies. Even walking from the car park to the prison for the first interview, I was still thinking, why am I doing this? What am I doing here? But on entry, I realized that this was going to be very different to what I'd expected. The place was busy. There was a hum to it. And the corrections officer escorting us that day immediately put me at ease, always watching and aware, but calm and relaxed. And the banter between teammates was genuine. Clearly, working in a prison was nothing like I'd expected. As we moved from unit to unit, meeting different corrections officers and staff, I came to realize the most important assets the Department of Corrections have are their people. And even more important than the concrete that surrounds these sites are the relationships and trust between them. This is an environment where no one ever works alone. There's always a team presence, and that's needed for safety and security. And while there's always a risk in this type of work, I mean, everyone has at least one story of when things got serious, safety is still the number one priority. One thing I really noticed, the staff are really protective of those they look after. They see incarceration not as the end of the line for these people, but as an opportunity for rehabilitation. A chance to make positive change before their reintegration into society. In developing stories from the inside, I was initially keen to get my interviews with correction staff on camera. But for security and safety reasons for everyone involved, that wasn't possible. Plan B was for me to go inside corrections, meet the people, and use their stories as a script for actors to share. So we used my tapes and transcripts and recreated the stories you see. Even though these people are actors, the stories they tell are very real. Without doubt, this experience has changed my perception of the New Zealand correction system. I've witnessed firsthand how those on the front line are keeping New Zealand safe. And I have a huge amount of respect for the people that have chosen this career and a great amount of admiration and gratitude for the work that they do. And I'd encourage anyone looking for a career with a difference to consider joining corrections.